Good afternoon, everyone. We're here from the Heinz Convention Center in Boston, Mass. We're at the Small Business Expo 2017, and we're here interviewing Fred Wilcorn of the Law Offices of Fred B. Wilcorn. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Glad to be here. How are you?
Good, good. Have you hit a lot of booths yet?
Just starting.
So Fred is here today to join us to talk a little bit about business formation, some things going on in the business world. Fred, why don't you tell us, if a new prospect came to you, there's certainly a lot of startups here, how you take them from the ground up?
Well, the first thing I try to do, of course, is find out what business he's interested in doing and what the risks of the business are, what the advantages of the business are, and so forth. And then we talk about structure. That's one of the first things we talk about. And there are various forms of structures you can use, starting from a no structure, just being yourself in business, and all you have to do is file a DBA, doing business certificate, so that the town knows where you are and who you are, all the way up to a corporation. Nowadays, the most popular way to start is with what's called a limited liability company. And that's basically a hybrid between a corporation and a no-taxed partnership or self-taxed person. The advantages of, I don't know if I'm talking too fast, but the advantages of it are that it has limited liability, just as a corporation does. That is, if you sign a lease, or if you purchase something with a contract, or you're involved in a transaction, and you sign as the manager of the limited liability company, called an LLC, and something goes wrong, you personally are not at fault, it's your company. So that shields your personal pocketbook from the liabilities of your company. That's the advantage of it vis-a-vis liability status in the world. But in addition to that, you don't have to pay two levels of taxation. If you check off the box when you form it, all the income and all the losses will flow through to you personally, so you don't have a double level of taxation. Saves tax money. It also allows you to write off a lot of stuff that may or may not be personal. We'll get to that in quiet confidence. But it is a good tax structure.
And boy, working in the business insurance field, I can truthfully tell you that when people start out on a good note, meaning they know their exposure, they know what they're going to do, even if they make a decision to be a sole proprietor, at least they know they're not covered or there's exposure to them.
That's another thing I always find useful to say. When people start a real estate business also, a limited liability company is the thing to do. But I always tell them, you should also have liability insurance. Not only because if something happens, the liability insurance will cover you and pay the judgment. You don't even want to get there. But it'll defend you. And that can cost you more than you have at stake in the judgment. So within reason, if the policy is a good one, you've got a defense there. You don't have to go out and hire me again to defend you. I'm more expensive. So that's another advantageous thing to do, even if you have an entity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So even if you have a corporation, for example, which more people are familiar with, you should have liability insurance if you're in a field where liability is really a significant thing. Running real estate, somebody could fall down and have a problem, you need coverage. So that's what I do recommend.
And I actually liked your collaborative sort of statement. The other thing I see, a lot of times people form a business and they never think about the tax status that they're going to
take. Oh, they should all the time.
Whether it's going to be an S or a one member. Well, years ago you needed two members for an LLC. Now it's one.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's funny how they overlook that.
It's very important. It's really it can make or break your business and your cash flow, especially in the first few years when you're just starting. In addition, people don't realize, and I'm not an accountant, but a lot of your personal medical bills, medical expenses, medical insurance can be written off through your business or even on your own tax return if you're in business, rather than under the 7.5% or 10% threshold of deductible expenses on Schedule A in your tax return. So you can save money having a business entity, even if it doesn't have its own tax.
And the service you provide, you do the formation. Do you also get involved with mediation or litigation if they run
sometimes
into trouble?
I try to keep my clients out of court, but sometimes it's inevitable.
Seems that way, doesn't it? And tell me a little bit. You do some estate planning. So
yes.
You, a business owner comes to you. Do you kind of integrate the two?
I do. It depends upon his status and how deeply he wants to get into it. But for example, almost every estate planner today who's worth anything will structure your estate so that you try to stay out of the probate court. Now, people who are young aren't thinking of the probate court and death, but people who get older are. But also, they're thinking about asset protection. So I try to structure a trust, or trusts, depending upon the situation, so that A, they have some degree of asset protection, and B, they have some degree of protection if, for example, they get ill. And then, of course, if they die. You don't want to have to go to a court, hire an attorney, go through all that nonsense just to get at the money to support your family because you kept it in your own name. It's crazy. You can put it in a trust and be just as flexible and not have all that bother.
And without getting into a conscious debate on politics, do you see anything on the forefront with the estate planning? I think it's kind of a difficult thing to...
Well, I'll tell you, the federal... Most people don't run into the federal estate tax because the exemption is now a little over $5.25 million. I don't know too many people that are up that high that they have to worry about it on death. I mean, there are some, but you don't really. It's the state estate tax that's a nuisance because there your threshold is only $1 million. And if you own a decent house and a business or some securities when you've done some work, you can get over that threshold very quickly. So that's where you need planning.
And in your experience, do most people that come to you early on, do they try to address the estate planning?
Say that again. Do
people address the estate planning? Kind of in my life, I've always found that people try to avoid estate planning.
They do avoid it because it makes them think about death and all that stuff. And the fact of the matter is, if you really want to do a good job for your children and your family, you should do it. And it's important to do, but you have to take out the tinge of death factors out of it.
What you're telling the audience today is you deal with the two definites in life, death and taxes.
Death and taxes as
and
well.
And the possibility of a lawsuit.
The possibility of a lawsuit and how to save money on the way.
And so, Fred, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, where are you located? How do they get in touch?
I'm located in Newton, Mass. At 233 Needham Street. My telephone number, I'll give you two numbers, 617-558-1155, that's the office number. If it's really important, call my cell phone. I'm with it all the time, 617-721-5469.
Great. And do you have a website? Or
No
website?
I'm such a Luddite, I don't. I never did it.
Well, this is great.
I should have one, but I don't.
I really appreciate the informative interview, Fred, and we're with the law offices of Fred B. Wilcon out of Newton, Mass., and we're here at the Heinz Convention Center Small Business Expo. Thank you for being here, Fred.
My pleasure. I enjoyed doing it.